Do we have any members of the public wishing to comment in the queue?
We do. We have one under the name of Carol. We will allow Carol to speak now.
All right. So for our members of the public who wish to comment, we do have a 3-minute time limit that we do observe with a clock. So we ask you to, if you can, and hopefully you will, keep your comments within 3 minutes. So Carol, you have the floor. I see your hand
okay.
up.
Okay. Good morning. Hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. This is Pete Nowicki's wife, the wife of the fire chief who you tried to frame and illegally take part of his retirement before the court stopped you. When I'm finished speaking, my husband would also like to speak under his Brown Act rights to make a public comment. At Pete's 2015 witch hunt hearing, your attorney told you that you should vote to curtail a great portion of Pete's retirement and punitively fine him over $700,000. Your attorney said to you, quote, "What you are voting on today is based on two reasons. One, the fact that Nowicki was in the boardroom when his contract was negotiated. And two, his contract amendments were illegal because they were retroactive. You either blindly and stupidly fell for his lies, or this was part of your overall plan to take the heat off of your own mismanagement. Today, my husband and I will expose you on one of those lies you voted on. Following the 2015 board meeting, we researched 54 current and expired Contra Costa County public employee group and individual contracts and found that 52 of the 54 were retroactive, but you never once took action against any individual retiree from any of those contracts. It was just a fallacious lie against my husband that Lederman made up for no reason at all. You all fell in lockstep with the lie. It began with Director Tellis stating, quote, "I've worked for the county for 30 years and don't remember ever seeing such a thing." Isn't it ironic that he was a SACERA director and didn't even know that his own contract at the time of his own retirement from the Sheriff's Department was retroactive? And unbelievably, on March 9th, 2011, Director Tellis submitted a memo to the entire SACERA board on behalf of its ad hoc committee, recommending to the board that the CEO receive a retroactive pay increase. And your irresponsibility got worse at the hearing as Director Gordon piped up twice with his displeasure that Pete's contract amendments were retroactive. Director Phillips stated, quote, "A retroactive contract is a gift to that individual of public monies." And Director Anderson even asked, quote, "Harvey, can you defend that in court?" His answer was, quote, "Absolutely." Not only could your attorneys not defend it in court, they didn't even try. Why don't you ask them why and tell all the retirees in the SACERA retirement plan why you allow your attorney to make up false charges against retirees? Here's another example of your brash incompetence. At the 2015 hearing, Directors Anderson and Pigeon were sitting next to each other while contriving to take away Pete's retirement under the premise of being retroactive. At that exact same time, Director Pigeon was working under a retroactive contract that was ratified in part by Director Anderson. Why is it that suddenly, to those two directors, Pete's retroactive amendment was illegal?
All right,
Pete is here right now. I'd like to pass over the mic to him when you're ready.
All right. Well, we're ready. So his 3 minutes will begin when you make that transition. And I assume this is Mr. Peter Nowicki. So if you would just identify yourself for the record and you may proceed with 3 minutes.
Good morning. This is Pete Nowicki, the retiree who tried to take illegally take his benefits from during legal disclosure during the court process. I did a public record demand from SACERA asking for a list of all the Contra Costa County contracts that SACERA had found to be problematic because they were retroactive. The response came from Gail Stroll on December 16, 2019, and stated, quote, "Whether a contractor applies retroactively or whether a SACERA retiree retires under a retroactive contract are not items that we track." And if that's not ironic enough, your own SACERA employee contracts were ratified on February 10th, 2016 and July 25th, 2018, and even their current contract right now is retroactive. When your deputy CEO Schneider was deposed, he was asked if he ever saw employees with retroactive contract. His response was, quote, "Sure, that's not uncommon. If a contract isn't agreed upon prior to the expiration of the previous contract, then the salary increase is retroactive." When he was asked why he didn't speak up at the hearing, he said, quote, "If I wasn't asked anything, I wouldn't say anything. In fact, your entire SACERA staff sat there and didn't say a word while Lederman lied to you." In summary, your attorney petitioned you to take away my retirement because it was retroactive, but you don't care that nearly every other retiree's contract in the county is and was retroactive, including your own employees. And then you have directors who make accusations that my retroactive amendment was gifting public funds because the fire district board was slow in ratifying it. But just last month, you gave your own CEO a retroactive pay raise of $10,000 a year and a retroactive lump sum payment. Retroactive, something that your own directors call a gift of public funds. Hasn't your attorney advised you that your retroactive contracts are illegal and he calls them, quote, suspect under the law, and he could absolutely defend it in court and have it taken away? Here's a message to all the retirees listening. You need to know that over a year ago, the California First Appellate Court told Cicero to return the stolen money to me and make me whole. Only a portion of that money has been returned so far, and now Cicero is blaming the fire district for the rest. They can't even come to terms with this own cluster that they caused themselves in this own witch hunt. And they're trying to toss around blame on other agencies for their own mismanagement.
All right. Are you wrapped up, Mr.?
I am. Thank you.
Great. All right. Thank you. All right. Do we have any other public comment in the queue?
No, we do not.
All right, and you'll need to disengage our comments. It looks like you have.